Hello, welcome once again to our program, Everyday English. We've discussed a useful expression in English, namely, had better. As we explained, it is one of the ways of expressing advisability of a course of action in present and future time. For example,
I had better post these letters immediately.
I had better go to the bank tomorrow.
He's not well. He had better see the doctor now.
Had better, as we noted, means be advisable to do something. And the negative is had better not. For example,
I had better not go out now. I am expecting some friends to come and see me. They must be on their way by now.
In this program, I'd like to introduce you to the past form of had better. The past form is
had better have.
Had better have. Now listen to this sentence.
I had better have done my work before I went out.
I had better have done my work. There is one important comment we should add at this point. The expression had better have done something means it was advisable to do something in the past, but that thing was not accomplished or done. It was not done at all. Observe also that the auxiliary verb have is always followed by the past participle.
I had better have posted the letter. Have posted.
I had better have posted the letter. Another sentence.
George had better have bought a less expensive shirt. I can't explain why he didn't do that.
And this means?
In his own interest, George should have bought a less expensive shirt, but he did not. It was advisable for him to have bought a less expensive shirt, but he didn't do that.
The expression had better then means advisability to do something in present or future time. But it has a past form, and that is had better have, followed by the past participle form of the verb. Had better have gone, had better have bought, and so on. When such expressions are used, not only do they refer to past time, but also the advisable course of action did not take place. Now, a few more examples.
I had better have stayed at home last night. I now find I can't finish my homework.
It was advisable for Ajo to stay at home last night. She didn't. I had better have stayed at home last night, but I didn't.
He had better have paid his electricity bills. He has been disconnected.
He should have, but he didn't. He had better have paid his electricity bills, but he didn't. Now, a short conversation between Ajo and Kofi. Would you listen carefully?
Did you go to the exhibition yesterday?
Yes, I did, but I had better have stayed at home.
Why? Didn't you like it?
Not that. There were some wonderful exhibits. I mean, I had better have finished all my homework before today. I still have a lot of work to do.
So, how do you describe the exhibition?
Marvelous. There were quite a few varieties of painting. All the schools of painters in this country were represented.
Do you talk of schools of painters in this country?
Perhaps it is early yet to talk of schools of artists. I had better not put our artists in pigeonholes at this time. But there were references to traditional and modern paintings. And of course, the so-called avant-garde were also represented.
I had better have gone to the exhibition then.
You had better have, but you claim you were busy.
Did you buy any pieces?
That's the pity of it all. I had better have borrowed money from you or gone to the bank.
And what prevented you?
You know, I had to rush through a lot of things. I was nearly late. I nearly didn't have supper.
I think you had better learn to plan your life better, Kofi.
A lot went wrong. I had better have fueled the car on Monday. I discovered coming back home yesterday that I didn't have enough petrol.
And so?
And so I stopped on the way and had to wait for my turn in a long queue.
Don't you think you had better have phoned me to get your supper ready?
How kind of you. I think I had better have done that, and indeed other things as well.
Thank you. Now let's go over some of the sentences again.
I had better have stayed at home.
An example of the past form of had better. Kofi should have stayed at home because it was advisable to do so, but he didn't. Note the form carefully. Had better have stayed at home. Here's another example.
I had better have finished all my work before today.
I had better have finished all my work before today. But Kofi didn't, although it was advisable to do so. Now, the next example has to do with the use of the same expression to refer to present or future time. I'd like you to pay attention to the form.
I had better not put our artists in pigeonholes at this time.
It is not advisable to classify our artists in such a neat fashion. I had better not. Here's an example of the expression referring to past time.
I had better have gone to the exhibition then.
She finds it was advisable to do so, but she didn't. Note the form, had better have gone to the exhibition. And Kofi replies using the contracted form.
You'd better have.
You'd better have. And Kofi could not buy any of the paintings because he forgot to take money with him.
I had better have borrowed money from you or gone to the bank.
But he didn't. This refers to past time. I had better have borrowed money or gone to the bank. A lot of things went wrong with Kofi. For example,
I had better have fueled the car on Monday.
But he didn't, although it was advisable to do so. And as Edius asks,
don't you think you had better have phoned me to get your supper ready?
But he didn't, and he accepts he should have.
I think I had better have done that.
I think I had better have done that. The implication is that he didn't. Now, let's summarize what we've said. One way of expressing advisability of a course of action in the present or future is by the use of the expression had better. The negative is had better not. When we want to express advisability in the past, we use the expression had better have. The use of this expression implies that the course of action was not taken. Thank you, listeners. Goodbye, and have a good day.